Hello, and thank you for calling Ethan Lord Jewelers. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For customer service, sales, or to make an appointment, dial 0. To dial by first or...
Hi, it's Nick with RDI Diamonds. How's it going?
Hey, good.
Hey, it's Mehdi. What's up? I am calling you back to see which of the stones that you liked.
I never got anything.
Oh, okay. I sent it to Mehdi at EthanLordJewelers.com or whatever it is. Let me look.
It didn't bounce back?
No, I didn't get a bounce back. So let me see. Mehdi at EthanLord.com.
Yeah, M-E-H-D-I.
Yep, that's how I spelled it.
What's the email?
My first initial last name at rdidiamonds.com. So N Ciadella at rdidiamonds.com. And yeah, I sent it at 2:45 p.m. What I put aside for you is I put aside the 202 FSI2 for $12,800, and then I wanted you to, because that was the best one, and then I wanted to get your input on, you know, the other diamonds that you wanted to show.
Do you mind WhatsApping me? Is that helpful for you?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
yeah, do that.
Whatever works for you. I mean, I do WhatsApp with a lot of my jewelers. Mehdi,
yeah, busy, just because I didn't get anything.
Yeah, I got you.
Just, like, give my number.
Yeah, go ahead.
773.
Yep.
691-8164.
8164. There you go. All right. So let me just grab... All right, hold on. This is Nick. RDI. Let me get a screenshot of the whatchamacallit. The only thing is that the email has like a clickable link on the right on the right hand side. So that's the only thing that syncs. Actually, I could see if I could copy and paste it in, but
yeah, or you can send a spreadsheet.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it won't have the clickable link, is what I'm saying.
Got it.
Or, what do you mean? Oh, yeah, I could. Yeah, it's a lot of. Let me just get this from my email. Where are you? Da 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 da. Diamond search list. Okay. Oh, do you know what? I can just do that. Copy. Alright. I hope this looks alright. It might look weird. Oh, dude, that looks terrible. I was like, let me try it out. You know? Alright, well, that's not doing it. Let me just take a screenshot then. But, because I WhatsApp on my phone. Do you WhatsApp on a computer?
Yeah.
Oh, that could be a game changer. Because then I would be able to get the things going, but...
Yeah, on the computer is the best.
All right.
I like it more than the email sometimes.
Really? All right, let's try this. And then I'll get that on the computer. Let's see if you could... clear enough when you zoom in so you could be able to see everything. But yeah, let me get it on the computer. WhatsApp. You get that? Do you see that there?
Yes. And what about like fluorescence for these?
It is listed third from the right. Yep. So
I see it.
Yeah, there's only one that has strong fluorescence. How do you feel about fluorescence, or how does your customer feel about it?
None too faint is what we like to stay in.
Okay. Is there a particular reason why? Like,
for the color range, like, I'm not going to show, like, a strong blue F color, you know?
Yeah, I get it. We don't buy stones that are milky or hazy. Just I can't sell them. So if it has fluorescence, it's not going to – you wouldn't be able to tell until you brought a black light on it. So that's – but also, I'm not going to make you take a stone with fluorescence if you don't want it. I'm just letting you know that it's not something that is going to stick out to you. But no, I understand.
Do you guys still have time to ship today?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, let me get. How's the SI2 on the 202F color?
Oh, it's nice. It's nice. Yeah, that one I put aside for you already.
Cool.
Yep.
Let me do that one. What about the G color SI2? That's a good one too.
That one got shipped out since I spoke with you earlier.
I apologize.
Yep.
Dude, don't be. At all. This H color SI1 sounds interesting.
That one I haven't seen in person, and I don't have an image of it, right? But I'm thinking 201 HSI1 should be great. Looking at the cert, there's a crystal in the center, but I think it's going to be white. So I think this is because we're not going to have a SI1 that isn't eye clean generally. So.
Yeah, and then I'll do the HVS2, the 170.
Okay, yeah, I got you on that.
Oh, actually, no, it's kind of short.
Yeah, but
wait,
it's not.
Am I in the wrong way?
But it's nice though. The difference between that and the HSI1 is a millimeter. You know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would still show it, right? Because, honestly, that's just going to push them in the 2-carat direction even more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Slightly bigger in that price point? 2-2?
Okay, no.
It's not.
No, I don't. I wish I did. Not for tomorrow, at least. Let me look. I don't even have – I have a 220 ISI2 that's out in that price point. That's the only thing. So –
no worries.
Yep, you got it. So, or instead of that 170 HVS2, the other one that I was thinking could be interesting to show, but it's lower in color, is that 170J.
Yeah, you can add that one.
Because it's got a good ratio on it. So the
that one's nice.
So the 1.5:1 ratio. Yeah, 9.7
mm-hmm.
millimeters. Yeah, the 170J VS2. So let me grab that for you. That's in New York, so I got to email them real fast. New York. Quick. Sorry, I don't want to lose this. P331322. All right, cool. And, all right, so that one, and then what was the middle option that we liked? The
H color.
Oh, the HSI1?
Yeah.
Yes, perfect. All right. So you'll have these for tomorrow morning, and then I know this is your initial appointment. If he's, like, super interested in one and wants to come back and do it again, I mean, you could talk to me, but our memo terms are, they're all standard 5 days, but if it's still working, we can let it go until 10 days.
Sounds good.
All right. Anything else that you need?
That's it.
My man, I appreciate you. You have a great day. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Nick. I'll update you, okay?
Yep. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.